Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And God is here. And he's here to bless you. He is here to minister to your need tonight. Amen. So we're going to just be ready for what God has for us tonight. Amen. And I'm expecting big things from God tonight. Amen. Are you expecting big things? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just get on into the message tonight. The title of my message is God's Favor is on You. Amen. Everybody say, God's favor is on me. Let's say it one more time. God's favor is on me. Amen. Turn to Psalms chapter 41. We might need to practice that a little bit. Psalms chapter 41, verse 11. Says, by this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. Amen. Your enemy does not triumph over you because the favor of God is on you. Amen. He cannot defeat you because the favor of God is on your life. Glory to God. The favor of God is on you. Amen. Now, you might be facing something tonight. You might be dealing with a situation that's bad tonight. But if you keep going forward, if you keep going on in God, if you keep focused on Him, amen, keep your focus on the Lord, and the favor of God will turn that situation around. Amen. He will bring you out. You know, when you're going through something, sometimes it seems like, God, are you there? God, do you hear me? God, do you see me? Do you see what's going on in my life? But you can count on it that God is there, and that God does hear you, and that God does see exactly what's going on in your life, and that God's favor is on you, and the favor of God is going to turn that situation around. Now, you might be faced with something that you think this is an impossible situation, but with God, all things are possible. Maybe you've been treated unfairly. Is there anybody in here that has ever been treated unfairly? We all have at some time or another. Well, in the Bible, Joseph was treated unfairly. We can all agree to that. Amen? Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. They wanted to just get rid of Joseph. He is just a problem child here, you know. And our father favors him, and, you know, it just seems like everything Joseph does is just great and wonderful, and everything we do is just terrible. So let's just get rid of Joseph. So they sold Joseph into slavery. That was a bad situation, amen? He was treated unfairly. Then Joseph spent years in prison for something that he did not do. Talk about an unfair situation. Amen? Unfair. But Joseph didn't get angry. He could have. He could have gotten bitter. He could have gotten vengeful. But he didn't. Instead, Joseph kept on walking for the Lord. Amen? Kept doing the best he could in God. Amen? He didn't get angry. He didn't get bitter, and he didn't get vengeful. But he kept his focus on God. He knew that somehow God was going to turn all those bad situations around for his good. And God did just that. Amen. Not only did God deliver Joseph, not only did he vindicate Joseph, but God paid Joseph back for everything that the devil had done to him. That's good news tonight. Because God is no respecter of person. Who said that? Thank you. It wouldn't come to my mind. God is no respecter of person. Amen. What he did for Joseph, he will do for you. Praise God. So God is on your side. The favor of God is on you tonight. So you can expect that whatever the enemy has come against you with, that God is going to turn it around for your good, and he's going to pay you back for everything the enemy has done against you. Joseph was promoted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the enemy has come against you, you can expect a promotion. Amen. When we keep our eyes on the Lord, when we keep fixed on the Lord, amen, we can expect at the end of this battle, at the end of this trial, I'm going to get promoted. Amen. Hallelujah. So he got promoted, and he became second in command of all of Egypt. I call that a pretty good promotion, wouldn't you? Praise God. The enemy of jealousy couldn't defeat Joseph. Have you ever had a spirit of jealousy come against you?
Yes.
Woo, jealousy is ugly.
Yes, it is.
It's mean. It's nasty.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah.
But the spirit of jealousy, the enemy of jealousy, could not defeat Joseph. And it cannot defeat you either. Praise God.
Yes.
The enemy of false accusations, lies that come against Joseph, they couldn't defeat him. They can't defeat you either. Praise God. They cannot defeat you. The favor of God kept Joseph's enemies from defeating him. And the favor of God is going to keep the enemy from defeating you. You will come out on top. You will be the head and not the tail. Amen. Because the favor of God is on you. Because you have stood in a hard place. Because you have kept your eyes focused on the Lord. Because you kept going forward. You've not allowed those attacks. You've not allowed those enemies and those spirits that have come against you. You've not allowed them to detour you off of the road with God. You've stood your ground, amen. Because you didn't let anger and bitterness and vengefulness and all these things come into your heart and destroy you and move you off of God because of those things, and because you have kept your focus on the Lord, God is about to turn that situation around. Amen. God is about to take what the enemy has meant for evil, and he's going to turn it around for your good. Amen. Glory to God. That's the word of God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. God's about to pay you back for everything that the enemy has done against you. Hallelujah. That's good news tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to get down on the inside of us that the favor of God is on our life. No matter what the enemy comes against us with, we've got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We've got to know what belongs to us in Christ Jesus. Amen. No matter what it looks like in the natural, I've got the favor of God on me. Hallelujah. The favor of God surrounds me as a shield. Everywhere I go, everything I do, everybody I come in contact with, I have the favor of God and the favor of man, and everything I put my hands to prospers in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm making that a confession. Amen. I'm making it a confession. Pastor and I confess that every day. Every day, as Jesse said, every day. Praise God. The favor of God is on your life, and it's going to make you the head and not the tail. Amen. One translation says it's going to make you the leader and not the follower. See, the favor of God made Joseph the leader. Amen. And the favor of God on your life is going to make you the leader. Hallelujah. He's going to make you above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. Have you ever had people come against you where they made you look bad? where it looked like in the natural that you just looked bad. You might look stupid. You might look like a pitiful Christian. You know, the enemy will put you in those spots. And I've been there. I know. I'm talking by experience. Amen. But we can hold our head up high. Amen. Because the favor of God is on us. Amen. And all when we've done all to stand, all we can do is stand there for. Amen. And let God go to work. Amen. Let God do the work. Amen. Let Him go before us. Let Him take care of our enemies. See, the enemy wants us to step in our flesh. He wants us to react in our flesh. But God says, let Him do the work. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. And believe you me, He will take vengeance. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. He will vindicate you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. The favor of God is on your life. Hallelujah. God is going to turn it around. God took what Joseph's enemy tried to do to destroy him, amen, and used it to make him the head. Use that situation that Joseph was in that looked so bad and made him the leader. That's what God will do for you. Every time, when we keep our focus on Him, when we keep going forward in Him, when we don't allow these things that come against us set us back, not 1 minute, not 1 day, not 1 second, amen. You just need to be a blubbering idiot. I'm serious. I'm talking about the Word of God coming out of your mouth. The more the enemy comes against you, the more the Word of God needs to just blubber out of your mouth. You see what I'm talking about? Amen. That's what Jesus did. When He was in the wilderness and the devil was coming against Him, He was blubbering the Word of God. It is written. It is written. Amen. The devil cannot hang around the Word of God. He has to flee. He has to take off. He says, it's time for me to get out of here. I've had enough of the Word of God. Amen. It's the truth anyhow. Glory to God. It's the truth. We need to declare God's favor in our lives. Right in the middle of the battle. Right in the middle of the hardest time. We need to magnify God's favor on our life. Amen. The favor of God is on me. The favor of God is in my life. The favor of God is turning this situation around for my good. The favor of God causes me to triumph. Amen. Now, do we always feel like saying these things in the middle of a battle? No. We want to say, honey, do you see what they're doing to me? Do you know what they're saying against me? Do you know how they're treating me? And that might feel good for a minute, but then we've got to dust ourselves off. Amen. Amen. Pick up the Word of God. Amen. Realize that the favor of God is on you and that this is not just happening to you. This is the devil coming against you. This is the enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He's trying to make your witness look bad. So we've just got to fight him with the weapons of warfare that our God has given us. Amen. His word. This is our sword tonight. And we have to use our sword against the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we magnify God's favor on our lives, the more favor of God we will experience. See, we've got to magnify God's favor every day. Magnify the favor of God on you. Declare it. Declare it. The favor of God is on me. Hallelujah. When you go on your job, I had the favor of God and the favor of man. No, I'm not talking about when you're in your job speaking out. I had the favor of God and the favor of man. You might lose that job. But when you're on your way to your job, amen. When you're on your way to your job, instead of driving and being worried, dreading, amen. Be speaking the word of God. Be speaking who you are. Be speaking what you have in God. Amen. That you do have the favor of God on you. Praise God. Declare it. The more you declare favor, the more of favor, the favor of God you will see. It's a truth. Pastor and I do it, and we see it all the time. See, when we preach something, it's something that we've either gone through or something that we're doing at the time. Amen? We don't just come up with something and say, "Woo, this sounds pretty good. I think I'll just tell this to the congregation." No, it's experience. It's experience, amen. And we know that the Word of God works. The Word of God works every time. Every time. The bigger you make God, the smaller your problems become. Hallelujah. When David faced Goliath, David didn't magnify how big Goliath was. Now, everybody else there did. They're like, "Oh, he's a giant. He's huge. He's tough. You know, he's experienced. He's going to just annihilate all of us." But David never called Goliath a giant. He never made that acknowledgement. See, we don't even need to acknowledge what the devil's doing to us. We don't even have to give him any attention. Amen. David made his God bigger than what that giant was. He made his God greater than what that giant was. Amen. Hallelujah. David just called him an uncircumcised Philistine. David was declaring, amen, declaring that Goliath doesn't have the favor of God on his side. Amen. That he doesn't have a covenant of favor on him. But I've got the covenant of favor, the favor of God on me. And I come to you in the name of the Lord, that one that I've got favor from. Amen. That's who's with me. And that's what David declared. Amen. Hallelujah. He declaring that God is on my side. He's declaring that I've got the favor of God on my life. Hallelujah. David understood the favor of God. He understood that the favor of God was on his life. Glory to God. He knew that the favor of God on his life gave him an advantage. Yeah. Yeah. See, we need to get a revelation of that. Yeah. See, no matter what the enemy's coming against you with, you need to have a revelation that you have an advantage. Right. See, the enemy wants you to think that he is stronger, bigger, greater, mightier than God. Of what you got on you from God. But that is a lie of the enemy. That is a deception. He wants to make you think that. But with God, seeing our own flesh, no. No. But in God, amen. Hallelujah. Through God, we are mighty. Yes. Hallelujah. Through God, we are strong. Hallelujah. David knew with the favor of God in him that the enemy could not defeat him. And he was willing. See, so many times we're not willing. Hallelujah. God wants willing vessels, even in a hard place, even in a hard time. Say, God, yes, use me. See, we're so afraid of failing. But when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, see, we're not doing it in our own flesh. We're not doing it in ourselves. Hallelujah. We're doing it. God is doing it through us. We're depending on Him. It's His might and His power working through us. David knew that he couldn't be defeated with God on his side. And David told Goliath, this day. See, have you ever made any declarations about this day? Amen. The devil wants to tell you what's going to happen today. But you make some declarations. This is what I'm saying. This is what God says. And this is how it's going to be today. Amen. We're going to do like David. This day will I defeat you and give your carcass to the fowls of the air. Woo, that was some bold talking, wasn't it? Amen. That was some boldness right there. David had some boldness come on him. He made some bold statements. He made some bold declarations, amen, right in the face of the enemy. So when the enemy comes in you, to you like a flood, hallelujah, that raise up a standard, amen, with the Word of God. Hallelujah. He cannot come against the Word of God. Hallelujah. Y'all might get me stirred up tonight. I'm telling you. God's awesome. Hallelujah. So we need to take David's example and make some bold statements, right? Right in the middle of the battle. Right in the hardest time. Start making some bold declarations. Amen. Just act like a complete, total maniac. It's all right. Do it in your own private time now. Don't do it out in public. You might end up in the pokey. And we don't want to have to come get you out of the pokey. Okay. Right in the middle of the battle. I'm sure David was like us. He had all these negative thoughts coming against his mind. He had all these fearful thoughts of what if this happens? And what if that happens? I'm sure he had to press through those thoughts just like we do. Amen. But right in the middle of all that, he pushed those thoughts aside. He pushed those thoughts out of his mind. Amen. Sometimes we have to fake it till we make it. Amen. Sometimes we just have to act like I am just as bad as I can be. Amen. When you might be trembling. You might be shaking. Your knees might be knocking together. Your voice might be quivering. Amen. Right in the middle of all that, put those negative thoughts aside. Put those fearful thoughts aside. Amen. And start declaring. Start making some bold statements. Start making some bold declarations. You start telling the devil what your day's going to be like. Amen. I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out, and everything I put my hands to prospers in the name of Jesus. Amen. My body is strong, healthy, and whole. Sickness, disease, pain, and weakness cannot and will not dwell in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My mind is strong. Hallelujah. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. My mind is quick, is sharp, and bright. Hallelujah. Bold declarations. Right in the middle, you might have every bone in your body might be hurting. Every muscle in your body might be hurting. Everything going bad in your life. Bills might be piling up. And in the natural, it don't look good. But I guarantee you, if you get a hold of the Word of God, amen, and you just start boldly making some declarations, it might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. You might have to declare things each and every day. Amen. Each and every day. Declare, declare, declare. Hallelujah. God is with you. The favor of God is on you. Amen. Keep your focus on God. Keep your eyes on Him. And He'll turn it around. Glory to God. Make those declarations. Make faith confessions. Right at first, it might be kind of pitiful. It might be kind of weak. God, I know. You shall supply. Oh, God. I know you shall supply. Oh, God, I know. And before you know it, a little hope comes to you. The more you start confessing the Word of God, what He says, amen, a little hope will come to you. And then after you keep continue speaking the Word, keep proclaiming the Word of God, keep by faith confessing the Word of God, amen. A little bit of confidence starts coming in there. Whoa, 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 whoa. I am a child of God. The favor of God is on me. Amen. God will supply all my needs. God is my healer. Hallelujah. God is my deliverer. Whatever your need is. And before you know it, your head's up high. Amen. You're standing tall and you're making some bold declarations. Hallelujah. And before you know it, amen, the devil's on the run. He has to flee. Amen. Hallelujah. And the light comes in. Amen. It turns those situations around. I told you, you might get me stirred up tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The more you start confessing the Word of God, declaring, making faith confessions, you'll see God bigger. You'll begin to see God bigger than that situation. Amen. You'll begin to see how big your God is. Hallelujah. Yeah, you might be little of you, but we don't serve a little of God. Amen. We don't serve a puny little of God. We serve a great, big, powerful, strong, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might start out with a little whisper when you begin. Hallelujah. But before it's over, you'll be shouting, making proclamations, amen, of who God is. And who you belong to. Hallelujah. And how God is working on your behalf. How the favor of God is on you, is all around you. Amen. Just surrounding you and filling you and covering you. Hallelujah. Y'all making me preach tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Word of God works. The Word of God is quick. And powerful, sharp. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The power of God is moving on your behalf. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. I think Patty even said that when she was ministering the song tonight. In song, she said, now. Now. I'm not talking about, was that our prayer? Was that our prayer before we were doing that? Yes. We're talking about now. Amen. God is a now God. Hallelujah. So we are proclaiming. We are confessing. We are standing on the Word of God. God is a now God. And God is moving now. And God is doing things now. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have some now faith.
Yes.
Glory to God. God says now faith is the substance. Amen. Now faith. So let's have some now faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Ish, can you put on some music for us? We're coming to an end. Amen. Glory to God. Are you ready to just take it on?
Yes.
Amen. Ready to just use the word?
Yes.
Just cut the devil all to pieces yes. with your sword?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the Lord's been speaking to some people tonight. You've been going through a hard place. You've been going through a battle, through a struggle, through a trial. That God says, start making some proclamations. You start declaring what your day is going to be like. You start declaring what God's about to do. Amen. You start declaring what is coming to you, that God is going to supply that need. Amen. That healing belongs to you. That healing is coming to you. Amen. That you not only heal. Let's just make a bold declaration. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am an overcomer.
I am overcomer.
I am victorious.
I am victorious.
I am triumphant.
I am triumphant.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The favor of God is on me.
It's on me now.
It's on my life.
It's on my
kids. It's on my family.
It's on my
house. It's on my
job.
Hallelujah. The favor of God goes before me. Now. 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 Give God a praise tonight. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Let's just get into the Spirit of God for a minute, the presence of God. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your Spirit here tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that your favor is on our lives. We thank you, Father God, that we can trust you, Father God, to be with us and to turn every situation around for good. Father, that no matter what is coming against us in our lives, Father God, that you made us victorious, that you've given us the victory, that we are triumphant in you. And so, Father, we keep our eyes on you. We keep going forward in you, Father God. We don't back down. We don't go backwards, Father God, but we go forward. We keep on marching forward, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you, Father, are working all things together for our good. And we all said, amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.